First daughter, Amanda, was born. And I'm going to play a song for you now from my new album, which she gave the title to this particular song. She's 11 years old now, and she's quite a lady. Anyway, she knows about song titles, I can tell you that. This song is called I've Always Thought of You. It's about Dad being away on the road all the time. That was a little Chinese piece called Tu Ning. When I started playing, I usually say, oh, what time is it now? I started playing back in 1959. My mother and my father gave me a small, cheap guitar to get me started. You see, my mother played a bit of Hawaiian steel guitar, and so she wanted someone to go, you know. Then, you know. Who better than her blonde-haired, green-eyed boy? And so she gave me this guitar. Actually, it was very fancy. It had had cowboys painted on it, sitting around the campfire with the smoke curling up like that. The Golden Boy. Written on the, I don't know. I think it was one of those Sears and Roebuck, you know, 50-day, get your money back and here's a free shirt to go with it type guitars, and please take it and we don't want it type deals, wasn't it? But anyway, it was a start, and the strings, of course, were only half an inch from the fretboard. I'm telling you, that was a tough start. But my brother Phil took up the guitar about the same time, and of course he became the lead player, and I became the rhythm player. And it wasn't long before we started listening to The Ventures, you know. And that Hank Marvin and the Shadows, and of course we wanted to be electric guitar players, and so we pestered our dad and said we want electric guitars. So he went out and bought these two electric guitars and came home and said, "There you are, boys, there's your electric guitars, get to work." And we said, "Thanks, Dad, where's the amp?" And Dad said, "What's an amp?" I said, "Well, you know, it's a little thing like this, and you plug a lead in here and all the sound comes out over there." "Oh, we can't afford an amp, I had to mortgage the house to buy these guitars." And so Phil and I thought about it. We thought, if we push hard enough with the end of the neck here against Mum's walnut wardrobe, that we could get it to resonate. So we did that for a while, but of course when Dad said, "What's all these marks on the wardrobe?" and then drove 5 miles to find us hiding under a tin can, he made us resonate. And but anyway, we got the amp, ladies and gentlemen, and what an amp it was. 10 watts of sheer distortion. It was. They were fairly new in those. You turned it on and it went, it was part Aboriginal.
Hey, mate.
No, but this thing did hiss and buzz and everything, but honestly, we plugged into it and it didn't take us long to blow it up. And blow it up we did, several times. Of course, in Australia in those days, some states had DC power and some states had AC power. Of course, we didn't know that. And we'd arrive into town like a whirling dervish ready to do our show. We'd put our gear on the stage and plug it in and go, and then everything smelt like burning something, you know. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. But the song that really got us started was a song written by the great Arthur Smith, who still plays this song. He's out there, I think he's in Florida, but I met him last year thanks to the Chet Atkins Appreciation Society. What a thrill it was to meet and play guitar boogie with the man who wrote it. That you may as well sit down and play, you know, something with Mozart without the big hair and all the fast fingers. But I can tell you that Arthur Smith is a wonderful man, and still full of the spirit, full of vim and vigor, and he plays great too. And I'd like to attempt a version for you tonight, the St. Louis version of Guitar Boogie in the traditional fashion tonight, ladies and gentlemen. One note after the other. Here we go. Now it's a 12-bar blues in E, and if you'd like to sing along, please don't. You'll ruin the whole thing.